About 100 towns in New York State have passed laws that ban gas drilling. Most of the bans are temporary. About 20 are permanent. In the first installment of a two-part series, the Innovation Trail's Matt Richman reports on the two Ithaca lawyers whose work laid the groundwork for those drilling bans.
Before moving to Ithaca in 1999, Helen and David Slache were real estate lawyers at a firm in Boston. Now middle-aged, Helen says they came to upstate New York to get away from the world of corporate law and to work with her brother-in-law's small company.
You know, bucolic upstate New York, family company, a switch from a big city corporate practice to sort of small town, nice bucolic existence.
But slowly she got pulled into a more hectic world, the world of local people opposed to hydraulic fracturing. It all started when the Slaches went looking for a farmhouse for David's brother. Everywhere they went, the sellers had leased their mineral rights to an oil and gas company.
And the real estate broker said, oh, don't worry, you know, everything around here's got to get, it's really nothing to worry about. And David, having practiced law in Texas, was like, there's no such thing as an insignificant, don't worry about it, oil and gas lease.
So they started worrying about it. Helen joined an email list with people organizing against fracking in New York. Then she took up a fight against an industry project in Chemung County. And 2 years ago, she started working with the Tompkins County Council of Governments as it prepared for drilling in the area.
One of the natural links, you know, was that David and I could work on what sort of local laws might towns pass. So we got started on that, but with the real focus on lighting or noise laws or dust laws, air pollution laws. But a very important part of that question was, what does regulate mean?
Under New York law, the State Department of Environmental Conservation is given the sole authority to regulate the oil and gas industry, with only a couple of exceptions. That means towns can't say how the industry operates within their borders. That power resides with the state. The rationale behind the law is to make things easier for industry by avoiding a patchwork of local regulations across the state. So the Slaches figured towns could adopt a single law in the form of a ban and get around that problem.
It was too complicated to have all these different layers of local regulation, and they could do this here, they could do that there. It was like, well, do they understand no? Like, is that too complicated for the gas companies?
When the Slaches realized that was the course to take, they wrote a legal rationale and model zoning laws that have spread across the state. Today, their Ithaca office is two desks squeezed into the bit of open space that isn't taken up by stacks and stacks of paper. Ever since two county courts in the state upheld local bans, Helen says they've been getting calls every day from towns looking for help. For each of the 80 or so towns they've worked with, they go through the zoning code and each town's master plan. They'll write a draft with the proposed zoning changes, and when invited, the Slaches speak at town board meetings.
So we work 7 days a week. Might have taken a day or two here or there over the past year.
The Slaches work for towns for free, but receive outside grant money to pay for their work. They've been criticized by landowners groups for receiving money from the Ithaca-based Park Foundation, which bankrolls many anti-fracking groups. David Slache doesn't usually speak to the press. That's Helen's job. But during an interview at a coffee shop in Ithaca, he shared his plans for the future.
If you look at the history of you know, resource extraction in this country, whether you're talking about mountaintop coal removal or any of these things, these guys don't give up. There's money to be made. They're going to keep going until they get, you know, kicked in the butt out of town.
It's not clear yet that their work will hold. Both cases involving the local bans are under appeal, and the bans could still be thrown out. And everywhere in New York that the Slaches go, the opposition to their work is getting louder. In part two, we'll hear from that opposition. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for WRVO News.